vì muốn máu nhưng mà chỉ vì khiêu nhưng vì muốn máu cứ
Before my family was so poor and we always a shortage of food. Sometimes we have food in the morning but we don't have food in the evening. So it was a very hard time for living. But through Samaritan's Purse, now we have enough food and we can support our children to go to school.
Welcome back to another episode of On the Ground with Samaritan's Purse, where we take you to the front lines and behind the scenes of our work around the world. I'm your host, Christy Graham, and you just heard a small piece of a powerful story of how God has changed a family's life in Cambodia. Today, I'm excited for you to travel with us to Southeast Asia to hear how things like cash grants and clean water are transforming lives. In the 1970s, a horrific genocide killed nearly 2 million people, and Cambodia has never been the same. It was devastated socially and economically, and this tragedy has left tremendous emotional scars on the people that lived through it. Samaritan's Purse established a country office in Cambodia to help bring hope and healing for families in need, all while sharing the love of Jesus Christ. And this past spring, one of our podcast correspondents, Stephen, made the long journey to see the projects firsthand. First, I want you to hear a conversation I had with our country director in Cambodia, Barry Jessen. He and his family have lived there for over a decade, and their heart for Cambodia has continued to grow. And so tell us our history with Samaritan's Purse in Cambodia. Can you tell me when and how we started working there?
Yeah, we started back in 2004. One of the only offices that didn't start as a direct result of a disaster intervention, but more as a result of the impact of landmines as a result of the war on people. There are a lot of people who are suffering from missing limbs and needed medical aid and needed rehabilitation. And that was our first program. And since then, we've just diversified and kept working because the country still has quite a lot of need. So we are coming up on 20 years now, seen a lot of progress in that 20 years, God's done some amazing things.
And you mentioned the war, you know, the genocide that Cambodia has been through so much. And can you tell us what are the current needs? How are you ministering to people?
At the moment, where most of our programs, we have 14 programs, 13 of which are on the Cambodia-Thai border. One of the major issues that people face here in Cambodia is a shortage of work. And so you combine that with a lack of access to safe, clean water, lack of access to maternal health, lack of access to health care or good migration advice. And that results in a lot of unsafe migration driven by debt and desperation and on a lot of people getting exploited and trafficked.
As you heard Barry mention, there's a major lack of jobs in Cambodia. And so people migrate illegally to Thailand in hopes of providing for their families. But this move rarely has the results that people are looking for. In fact, they often come back to Cambodia in worse shape than they began. And I want you to hear from one of those people. A man set out to Thailand for work, but he was seriously injured. And as a result, he suffers from permanent paralysis. And he shared with Stephen about how his life has been impacted.
Can you tell me a little bit about why you went to Thailand?
Because we had no income and the living was so hard. And I decided to migrate illegally.
And while you were there, you were injured. Something happened to you. Can you explain what happened?
So his expertise is laying the floor, the tiles, putting the tiles. So he was cutting the tiles, and the electricity shocked him because he used the motor to cut the tiles. A month after, his body was shaking, and it was very hard to move. His body became weak little by little, day by day.
Yeah.
Was shaking.
And what kinds of condition does it leave you in now? What is your physical ability like now since that happened?
He's shaking, tired, and anxiety, like easy for him to get scared.
So it's not only physical injury that you experienced, but really you struggle now with your emotion too. What have doctors said about the future for that? Is there any chance of getting better physically?
So the doctor said there's no chance for him to came to normal.
Wow.
It's already a long time.
Wow. How are you dealing with that? Being told that you're most likely not going to ever improve physically, how has that made you feel?
In the beginning, he feel like he want to commit suicide.
Wow.
But like from time to time, he wants to live. At least he could see people.
His story is absolutely heartbreaking. He shared how his physical injury made him depressed and suicidal, which affected his family in many ways. But his outlook is completely different now. We also had the chance to hear his wife's perspective and how she became the sole caretaker of the family.
As his wife, can you tell me what some of the challenges were once you became his caretaker and once your lives really depended on you working? What kind of challenges did that bring?
It's very hard how to make income. I responsible everything alone.
I'm so sorry for what you both have been through. You seem like a very strong wife. It seems that you work very hard to take care of your family.
Because no other people could help me. I have to work hard by myself.
What kinds of work did you do in order to pay your bills and in order to provide for your family? What jobs were you doing?
Sometimes people hire me to work on the cassava plantation. But now I don't go to labor for others. I raise chicken at home.
Mm.
Now, the long days of working on plantations to provide for her family are over. She is able to raise chickens at home. And this is part of the livelihood program through Samaritan's Purse that teaches vulnerable families how to raise chickens along with other vocational skills. This helps families earn an income and not have to migrate for work.
What does your day-to-day work look like now?
I don't need to work under the sun at the field. I stay home and taking care of the husband. And also, I can sell chicken so I can make some income. It's so helpful. I don't do anything besides raising chicken and taking care of my husband, because the only source that I have now is from raising chicken.
Okay.
I love that their quality of life is improved. They currently have more than 24 chickens. They're able to feed themselves as well as sell eggs in the market. Before this program, they were living day to day, frustrated, but now they're able to look ahead and dream of their future.
See, you've both been through a lot. That's very obvious. You've had a hard life at times. What is your hope for the future as a family?
So I will raise more chicken so that I can make more profit. I don't want to make trouble to my children as I am old. So if I can make more chicken, I could make more money. So I will make saving and spend for my daily life. I want to see my granddaughter study higher and having good life. If they have high education, they will not working as laborer, no need to migrate to Thailand. They can get good job.
I love how this program has changed this family's story. You heard this man share earlier that he had lost his will to live, but now he's dreaming and hoping of his future. We praise God for what he's done in this family. Another program Samaritan's Purse has is providing cash grants. These grants go to people who have a desire and an ability to run a business, but they're not able to get started on their own. I want you to hear from a father of 9 children whose life was transformed in every way. Through the cash grant program, he now owns a grocery store, and he has big ambitions for the future. He shared with Stephen what his life was like before.
Before, my family was so poor, and we always a shortage of food. Sometimes we have food in the morning, but we don't have food in the evening. So it was a very hard time for living. But through Samaritan's Purse, now we have enough food. and we can support our children to go to school.
That's amazing. Can you tell me a little bit about what you did for work before you had the store?
I work as a construction worker, and I made $7 per day.
Wow.
The family don't have enough food. I was like, I had like very worried, stressed, because I had no idea how to make a better income.
Okay, and so you were doing construction work. Did you migrate as well? Were you someone who went to Thailand for work?
Yes, I did. I work in Thailand, like the job not stable because I found out that I could not make good income from there, and I'm worried about my family here.
Can you tell me about what the challenges are with finding enough work doing that here in Cambodia?
It's very hard to get job. Like even construction work, if we don't know anyone, they don't allow us to work. It's very hard for my wife to support it for food.
Yeah.
So we always short take. Sometimes we need to borrow some ingredient in the other store. But people even don't want us to borrow to owe it because they think that we cannot pay.
And as a family, was that hard on you and your wife? Not having enough money for the kids, what was that like at home? Was your relationships struggling?
Yeah, we did. Like, we had some argument, and because the income was so small, and so it caused a lot of problems. So since now, after supporting by Samaritan's Purse, in my family, we have a better relationship, and we love each other. We have food, we have enough food, and we can support our children to education, to school. So it seems like a good living.
Yeah. That's amazing. How did you come up with the idea to do a grocery store from your home? Was that your idea? How did you think of that?
It's my idea.
It's your idea.
Receiving the cash grant from Samaritan's Purse made this father's business idea become a reality. But the real difference was made through the financial management training. Everyone is required to attend. They learn biblical values on money management and how to grow their business beyond the initial cash grant. But most importantly, they're taught about God's love for them.
I attend the training, and before I didn't know about this. I learned about it, and I realized that I had wrong spending. And then we learn about saving.
That's awesome. Is there anything in particular that you're saving for, that you and your family are trying to save money for?
We want to multiply our business.
You want to grow the business. That's great. What's your dream for your kids when they grow up, your children? What do you want for them in their life?
My dream is that to grow my business so that I can support my children for them to get a higher education.
I see. That's great. What kinds of things do your kids say to you when they see you here working in your store?
They are happy, proud about him, and like they have freedom. Like the children, they have freedom right now.
So
the elder kids, when they open the pot and they see little food, they were not happy. Like they look sad, and they was thinking that if they eat it, their smaller siblings could not eat. So sometimes they choose not to eat exactly.
Wow.
But since Samaritan's Purse help and they have business, so now they can eat what they need.
That's great. And how are things with you and your wife now that you have your own business together? You're at home more. How is your relationship with her?
We love each other. We are happy. We have a happy marriage. Before, my wife always complained to me that why don't you do some more things? Through the help of Samaritan's Purse and God help us. So now we have a happy home. And our neighbors now, they respect us. They don't look down us anymore. So now as they see that the family is growing, the living is growing, is better, they value us.
That's great. You said thank God for what you have here. What have you learned about God through this process, through gaining your own business and helping your family? What have you learned about Him?
I know that God helped me, that the growing of our business and living is God who helped me, and I really thanks Him and worshiping Him.
It's great. I'm sure that your kids are able to see what God has done for you as well. Are you able to talk to your kids about God and how He's helped your family?
I must teach my children that before having God, the family was so difficult. Mm. But through God's help, now we have a better life, and you need to follow me.
I love how the family was helped physically, but they recognized it was really God who changed their life. And this is why Samaritan's Purse goes to hard places. We want to meet physical needs to show God's love and ultimately meet their greatest need, which is through the gospel. Another common physical need in Cambodia is clean water. Barry shared how these water projects are changing lives in really remote areas.
So the staff there would leave the office and ride maybe like an hour, hour and a half on their motos out across very bad roads. And so for a family who rarely sees anyone, rarely gets any assistance, they'll be sitting in their home, and down this road will come a blue Samaritan's Purse moto. And on it will be someone who stops and talks to them about the idea of having clean, reliable, safe drinking water. Mm. Now, so in a family of five, which is about the average house size, someone in that household is going to have diarrhea every day of the week. A mother or father never knows when they give their child a drink of water if that's going to be good. And so these people come for the first time saying, we can get you clean, reliable drinking water. A lot of people have made those promises before, and so no one really believes it. But through the BioSan filter program, the team will then sit in the home, talk with them about sanitation and hygiene. They'll build the filter together. A village volunteer will take them through the setup process. Often those village volunteers, where we can, are Christians. And then 6 months later, that family is sitting around the BioSan filter. No one has diarrhea. Their whole life has changed.
While on the ground, Stephen visited with different families who received the BioSan water filters that Barry mentioned. He was able to see how their lives were changed. One woman he spoke to was named Samat. She was thrilled to show him the water filter inside her home.
So this is your water filter. Can you tell me how it works?
We pour the water into the filter, but before pouring the filter, we need to clean the surface of the sand.
Okay. And so where do you get the water that you pour into the filter? Where does that come from?
Yeah, I use rainwater for pouring.
Okay, can you tell me how it's made your life better?
The filter from Samaritan's Purse, my family got improved, and my son go to school, and we don't need to buy drinking water for him.
Mm. What are some of the things you get to spend that money on that before you would have had to buy bottled water? What can you use that money for now?
Before I bought drinking water, right now I don't buy any water, so I have some money to support the cost for studying, for learning the sewing.
I see. So you were able to use that money to teach yourself how to sew, and now that's your job. You teach other people how to sew. That's awesome. That's great.
And at that point, the staff member can start talking to them about something which sounds even weirder, which is like living water, which is the fact that they're not the result of an evolutionary accident, but they are purposely created by God, and He loved them enough to send us. And that's kind of the entry point where people start to think, you know, like what we thought about clean water was wrong. So maybe what we've been thinking about our value in life is wrong, and we get to start sharing steadily the gospel of Jesus Christ. It takes a little while, but unconditional love just opens doors.
And that's exactly what happened for Samat. She was Buddhist, but after receiving clean drinking water, she saw major improvements in her life and in the lives of her family members, and this made her curious. When our Samaritan's First staff shared the gospel with her, she wanted to accept Jesus into her life. She explained to Stephen how this changed her.
So before I believe in Jesus, I feel that when I face any challenge, I feel that nobody could help me. I accept Jesus and I feel that my life is changed. I feel stronger. I feel that my life is changed from a younger to be maturity. I receive faith and salvation. And what I receive after believing in Jesus, God gave me a lot, and especially He gave me peace and happiness in my life.
While Stephen continued to speak with Samat, her young son also joined in on the conversation. He shared that he's a Christian too, and he recited part of Ephesians 6 to Stephen in their Khmer language.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Scripture is powerful, and I love how these families are digging into God's word, and it's transforming their lives. Our water projects are intentional. They teach about clean water, hygiene training, but more importantly, the gospel and God's word. We also incorporate proper sanitation and hygiene trainings for every community where biosand water filters are installed. Every time these water filters are distributed, we also provide training on how to use and maintain it. They sound like so much fun as the whole community is involved. As I mentioned earlier, all of our projects through Samaritan's Purse, they help physically, but more importantly, spiritually. And as I finished talking with Barry, he talked to me about how thousands of people are finding salvation in Christ every year.
There's been a lot of faithful people sharing the gospel in Cambodia for a lot of time. And now is a real time of harvest. Now is a time to be here, to go hard, share the gospel, because people are accepting Christ in numbers that we've not seen here before. And it's what Cambodia needs. It's exciting.
That's what I was going to ask you. Stephen, as he was there, he felt just a spiritual awakening happening. You know, people, coming to know Jesus. I wanted you to tell us about that spiritually. What are you seeing, and why do you think it's there's such a spiritual harvest right now?
I first came to Cambodia in 2007. And at that time, if you heard of someone giving their life to Christ, you basically took the week off. It was such a celebration. It's so rare. But just decades of prayer and faithfulness and sharing the gospel, and now there is a real openness. There's been a shift in Cambodia where people are asking questions. They're asking questions about their future. There's increases in literacy, which I think is certainly helping, where people are able to empower themselves. And there's been a real desire among Christians to get out and plant churches, to get out and disciple. And we're really starting to see the fruit of that, where there's not just a couple of small churches in the province or in the city, but local churches are very active. And that's why it's great for us, because we can partner with local churches, and they're as excited about partnering with us as we're excited that they're there. It's just a great environment, and people see that, and they want to be part of it. They want to be part of life. So we're seeing a lot of salvation. It also helps that God answers prayer. After you've had decades or generations of praying to stone, And then you see your neighbor pray to the living God and he answers. That really makes people question. Really makes people start to wonder, why am I serving that stone? I should be serving a living God. And we see that. It's exciting.
I love talking to Barry and hearing his passion and the way that the church in Cambodia is growing. People are now serving the true living God instead of stones and idols. I hope this episode encouraged you, as it did to me. Please be praying for the families that you heard in this episode, but also our staff who are selflessly serving them and the churches that they're working with in Cambodia. Would you also share this episode? I encourage you to text it to a friend who might also be encouraged by hearing how God is working in Cambodia. When you share this episode, it helps more people hear these powerful stories. And if you want to hear more or get involved with Samaritan's Purse, you can go to samaritanspurse.org. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Have a great week.